Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How you guys doing? It's Monique Leray. We're live on LA Talk Radio, The Startup. It's a pleasure to come to you live from Skid Row. Actually, we're right out of Olivera Street. If you know anything about LA, Olivera is a really fun spot to come get some Mexican food. It's a local hangout. And this Thanksgiving, I wanted to make a difference in the community. So I teamed up with a network of brands and people who feel the same way. Today, we have Janelle from Level Up Chain. She's over here. Step over here, Janelle, so they can see you real quick. That's a play event, everybody. Come over a little. They can see you. Okay. Well, Janelle's here from Level Up Chain. She's lending her time. I got Chef Mitch behind me. He's handing out Thanksgiving dinner. There's Chef Mitch. He's going to talk to us later. And we have these essential packs and things for people. If they touch it, they have to keep it. Yeah. It's okay. If you touch it, you can't put it back with the corona, right? We got to keep it. No, but we got to keep it. Give it out. Okay. Sorry, guys. We have some logistical things. Just so you know, we're using hand sanitizer. They're handing things out with gloves. We have masks. So we're being clean about things. But anyway, we wanted to come down here and give people a little hope because this year's been crazy. And speaking of hope, I have our resident badass, Saman Kazani. He is our psychotherapist, and we check in with him for our sanity's sake. Saman, how are you?
Hey there.
Thank you, Saman. What's going on with you?
This is the most authentic experience I could be having right now. This is great.
Thank you. Yeah, it really is. Really authentic. And I got to tell you, I don't know the last time you've been to Olivera Street, but I don't remember this many tents being here. Mm. And it's kind of been a bummer that it's all tents now.
Yeah.
I don't know how we transition from there. So I think, tell me what you think about all this. We had a conversation before.
Well, when it comes to homelessness, I kind of have a particular sensitivity towards it. You know, I think we all have certain issues that kind of hit us closer. And while I feel for everything, there's something about the homeless experience, the experience of being kind of alone and just kind of weathered and in a tough situation like that. It hits a certain part of me. I don't know how to explain it, but.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, we just kind of, here's something really raw, right? The team and I, we're packaging, you know, things, of course, this costs money and energy to do, but we're all in a position where we're going to eat for the foreseeable future and we're going to have clothes, you know, and we were trying to determine who could get what. And then we realized as a team, if someone's stepping up and asking, it doesn't really matter how they're dressed. They could be dressed really nice and be homeless. And there's so many levels to it that we're finding, as well as with entrepreneurship. You know, you're at a startup level, you're in the middle, you've made it. So there's levels to this thing that we're finding. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I guess what I'm hearing you say is that there's we need to question our ideas of what it means to be in this position.
Yeah.
It looks like so many different things, and it'd be very easy to imagine one thing when you think of homelessness and have one kind of feeling. And a lot of people have one feeling about it, either because that's how they were taught by their parents, yeah, or there's something in them, you know, but that we can start to question what actually puts someone in this position and what, and all the different ways it looks like.
Yes. And you know, there are degrees to it, and it's true. There are people who are, you know, visibly intense. There are people who are in their car and that had a shower at the gym, you know, because they had to take that level. And we do discriminate on those levels. And I think the question that we should ask ourselves is, why do we do that? Because when someone asks you and you have it, it should just be yes, right? Like if you're giving things out.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, one of my favorite ways of conceptualizing that, I don't remember where I read this, some book I read many years ago, and it was saying in it that when we turn away from someone, when someone's asking us for something, when someone's asking us for money, or when someone's in need, the reason we don't look them in the eye is not because we don't want to give them, but because we're afraid that if we do look at them in the eye, we're going to invite them to come live with us in our home.
Oh my God.
You know, it's this, it just hits this place in you, which it's, you know, it kind of goes to, it felt like it was trying to express that on some level, call it unconscious, if you will, that, that we're not avoiding things necessarily because we're malicious and we're just judgmental, but because we feel so close to what it means to feel, alone in that way.
It's what you said just hit me so hard, and it's true. And you want to engage, but at a level, and so many layers to cover on that. I want to just move the camera for a minute. Stay with me, Simon. I want to just show you guys what we have going here. These are our friends here. Hi, we're live on LA Talk, everybody. And there's Chef, and they're getting, so what they're getting, Chef, tell everybody what they're getting.
Well, I got Thanksgiving dinner. I got turkey, mashed potatoes, yams with marshmallows, green beans, stuffing, and turkey.
All
and
right.
Cranberry sauce.
Wow.
And then I got some extra stuff like chicken parm, shrimp with vegetables. Yeah. I got all kinds of extra stuff, you know.
Hope you have to come back for more.
Oh, we would love that. And then Janelle's got some. Janelle, what do you have here? We have some essential kits. Let's hold up some of these so people can see.
Beautiful sauce.
And from Thank Save you. Our Jewels, you're welcome. A pleasure. All right, and you guys from Save Our Jewels by Rain, continue. You guys enjoy. You're welcome. So we have a few other things. I just want to give a shout out. Simon, bear with me.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Save Our Jewels by Rain gave us some beautiful packaging. We've been able to put these in here. Shout out to the King's Table.
Why you wanted it there. Now I get it.
Shout out to the King's Table for all the toothbrushes and Michael Silberg Family Wine for their support with the essential kits as well. So I wanted to give you guys a little glimpse on what exactly we were giving. Simon, I
have to ask you, what's it like being out there right now?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm seeing, you know, there's a lot of moving parts. I'm dropping things. I'm seeing people just be really excited. I saw a guy light up and go, oh my God, there's going to be Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm.
I could cry. It was like he was a teenager again, and it was Thanksgiving. And he's like, do you mean it? And he asked me about 3 or 4 times, do I mean it? I'm going to go tell my girlfriend, do you mean it? Wow. And I'm like, I mean it, sweetheart. It's here. Come and, you know, come back. And 15. So I'm really feeling a connection with my community, and I wanted that. You know, this year's been disaster for everyone, but look how blessed we really are and how lucky we really are, you know, even if we don't think so.
Yeah, and you remember some of these things we take for granted. It was such a big deal for him to feel like he got to be a part of some ritual that was so meaningful.
Yes.
That could be such a small thing for us, but...
Yes, I'm really moved by it. And I want to actually share something with you, Simon. You're going to find this interesting. Hold on one second. It's not quite smooth today, everybody. It's a little bit of a moving circus, and I kind of like it that way sometimes. So there we go. So I wasn't sure if I was going to share this, but I thought, you know, in the spirit of entrepreneurship and how this all ties into Thanksgiving and being grateful for what you have and paying it forward and giving back. I prefer paying it forward, because when you say give back, I feel like if you didn't have anything or you started with absolutely nothing, you're not really giving it back, but you are paying it forward. So in my particular situation, maybe about a decade ago, I was seeing someone very much in love, and we wound up not being together anymore. And I found myself in a position where I needed to move very quickly. And I actually, thank God I had the hostel. Hostel was an option for me. And it saved me, you know. And that was a buffer between maybe having to do something else, and I don't know what that step would have been. So an entrepreneurship, there's levels to it. Sometimes you're going to get down, and it feels like you're going to lose everything, and you might, but you just have to keep going. And there's other things that can help you out there. There's resources. So that's my...
When you look back at that time of your life, you have a lot of like thoughts and feelings about where you were compared to where you are now.
Yeah, I do. More than ever grateful. But it's kind of a reality check that like you're really not that far away from going back there, or even in this tent over here.
I mean, when we see ourselves as so separate from people having these experiences, that's when it seems to be problematic.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like everyone to some extent, if they really sit with it, would know what it feels like to feel isolated, what it feels like to want to belong somewhere, what it feels like to feel neglected, or, you know, for some people maybe who made that as a choice to be there, what goes into that? You know, we all kind of make choices like that sometimes. So it's...
Yes, that's another part of it that is... Because it's so broad, right? So you're right. Some people, I was just discussing with someone on the way here. I know someone who had the white picket fence and the wife and the 2.5 kids and the dog and was getting the money and then got burnt out and had a moment where he just wanted to be simple. And he was like, I'm going to live in my van and I'm not going to have the pressures of society and I'm going to pay my child support, but I'm just going to live in the van. Yeah. So many ranges of this. This show today.
And I think it begs the question of what you have, how much of it was actually yours or created by you, and how much is it given to you? You know, and I'm not just talking about monetary things. I'm talking even about our psychological conditions. You know, there's so much that goes into why somebody chooses to be in a tent on the street. And for a lot of people who feel judgment towards that, I think it's important to ask what is it you imagine you have and why do you think you have it? And do you have it because you think you're entitled to it? Were you feel grateful for it? Are you lucky to have it? You know, what is it? What do you think brings that all together?
Yeah. No, I love this. And this can be an ongoing dialogue, people, you know, there's no hard or fast answers. I mean, we're so complex. And I love that you tied that in. So this holiday, I think the message from the startup with Monique Leray and my partners on the show is be thankful for where you are and you recognize what you created and look forward to 2021 being better and just look around you because yes, this year was a disaster, but you're still pushing and it could have been worse. It is worse for a lot of people. So when you're having those moments, it's okay to feel down, but just know, you know?
I don't live in LA.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Seth, thanks. Come on over.
Hey,
sorry about that.
Makes me wonder also, like, hey, what's up? it makes me wonder, too, when you're talking about the guy who was coming by and was so excited that there was going to be a Thanksgiving dinner, you know, the things that bring joy back into our lives sometimes are, a lot more accessible than we may imagine, you know, things that get us excited, you know, going back to a childlike place and doing simple things, you know, you get somebody decided to paint their nails or somebody, you know, decided to just like catch up with an old friend or, you know, I hung something on a wall here, reminded me of the friends for some reason. And these little things are ways of connecting with joy, you know, and I think.
And in case you missed it last time you were on, Simon had his nails painted because it symbolized the connection with friends and family. They were doing something. And so that's a really good, small example of being able to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got, I just want to say thank you so much, Simon, for your time.
Thank you.
And I'm going to introduce the chef and we're going to go from here.
Okay. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And oh, before you go, please tell everybody where they can find you if they need some help over the holidays or in general.
Oh, sure. They can find my website's going to be back up running very soon. It's samankazani.com. They can call me at 818-207-4443. And I'm on Instagram at To Be Human Psychotherapy, T-O-B-E Human Psychotherapy. And then Saman Kazani, LMFT on Facebook.
Saman, thank you. We're going to have you on again. I appreciate your time.
Looking forward.
And your insight. All right, Steph, come right here so they can see you. Cheers, Saman. All right, you guys. This is the guy behind the beautiful food that we have today. Chef Fitch from Baltimore.
Baltimore, right? East Coast, born and bred.
All right, we're going to keep that mask all the way on. Put that up there, Mitch. Sorry, we got to keep it clean around here, guys. And I just got off a plane, so we're doing in the guidelines. Chef Mitch, tell everybody who you are and how you got here.
I came to California about 4 years ago. I've been cooking for about 20 years. I went to school in South Carolina, and I wanted to bring my East Coast flavor to the West Coast.
That's right.
Like pop from the West East Coast to the West Coast.
You didn't remember. Oh, yeah, you did do that.
Yeah, he came from the East Coast to the West Coast. That's I'm going from the East Coast to the West Coast.
I love it. So you're going to have some customers here in a moment that you're going to help serve. Tell everybody what you cook and how.
The passion, I just love food. I love cooking. I love good flavor. I want everybody to have the same. You know, whether I'm giving it to you for free or you're buying it, it's going to be the same.
Yeah.
You know, all the time. I got turkey, yams, mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce, stuffing, and turkey and gravy with miniature pumpkin pies.
Wow, that's a lot of love, Chef Mitch. So Chef Mitch is actually starting in 2021, or he's done a little now, but starting in 2021, he is available to do celebrity chefing all around LA, all around Orange County, all around San Diego. So pretty much all around Southern California. And let's see your menu here. Let's hold that up. All right, gourmet menu. And you can go on.
And you can find me right there. My number's on the back, my email. My website will be coming up in about 4 days.
Nice. And all day. Explain the gourmet all day for me.
East Coast, all day, baby.
And it's
all
spelled
day.
All day, you guys.
All day.
With the A-L-W-L day. Look at this. This is a bulletproof chef here.
Yes.
I love it.
All day.
Thank you so much, Chef, for being here. What do you want to tell people for Thanksgiving and to remember for this year?
Have a happy, safe Thanksgiving. And if you don't want to go out to eat or you don't want to cook, call me. I'll make turkeys all day.
I love it. What do you want to tell entrepreneurs that feel like giving up?
You know, it's at the end of the day, it's how much drive you have to do what you want to do. You can talk about it all day, but if you aren't going to do it, there's no reason to talk about it.
All right. I love it. Okay. He's going to give out some more food because we still have a lot of stuff to give. I wanted to say thank you so much to our sponsors. Let me take a moment to do that. Thank you to Chef Mitch, of course, to Janelle from Level Up Change. She does financial taxes, accounting, all that stuff. So you're going to need that coming up here in the next quarter. She's your girl. I want to say thank you to Michael Solberg, Family Wines, to the King's Table in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much for the donations of essential oral care, as well as Save Our Jewels by Rain. Tara Moore, thank you for the beautiful package. All of the supplies, all of the sanitation, thank you so much for doing that. And I want to give a shout out to Albertsons and Laguna Niguel. Thank you so much, management over there, who supplied all the water today. What else do we have? Let me walk around here and show you guys a little bit more of what's happening, all right? Okay, so we've got chefs set up here. Janelle's over here. It's getting pretty good here. All right, we've got this. We still have about 30 left, and what time do you have on your watch? Okay, great. We're just going live. So, guys, I'm going to go across the street here. Does one of you want to follow me?
Not me.
Okay, why don't you stay here, Steph? Why don't you grab a couple of those? And let's
walk. I don't know if you guys are hungry.
We're live. We're live on the air.
Okay, turkey leg.
Okay, great. But we're live on the air, so you got to come with me and bring some food. All right, dear. Thanks for offering me some turkey.
Well, I didn't want to give turkey.
Right, but grab a couple of those and come with me. Thank you. So we're going to do some street walking here. And
I don't know if there's kids. I haven't seen too many come around.
Okay. But that's okay. I think just what we're going to do here is just go across the street. I'm going to show you guys for yourself so you can see exactly what we're talking about if you haven't been down here lately. This really starts to touch home because thank you. Okay. Huh? Oh, down there, right? We're going to go right here because it's close, and then we'll come back around. We're going to do a couple. But I just want to give you guys the message that, you know, if you haven't been down to Oliveira lately, it's just changed, you know? It's not like how it used to be. And we have to address this problem. I mean, as business owners, you know, we're privileged enough to do stuff. Let's help each other. And we want our city to be clean and happy. So we have to pay it forward, right? All right. So here we go. It's our first time doing this, yeah?
Here we go.
All right. And by the way, you guys, if you're not following me on the show, Monique Larray, at Monique Larray Stinson on Instagram, or the Startup with Monique Larray. And Chef, how do you want to do this? Do we want to say hello? Because we don't want to knock or anything. I don't know how we knock.
How do you knock?
I don't know. We're doing this in real time. Hello, got some food. Happy Thanksgiving.
Maybe nobody's home. Maybe they're just like not here right now.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hello, anybody in there? Yeah. Would you like some food? I got Thanksgiving dinner.
All right, good. We're getting there. All right, you guys. So I want to also tell you that we're still taping for the pandemic project. 20 cities is the ambitious thing we're doing here. Sir, would you like something to eat?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving? Here you go. Happy Thanksgiving. Here's one of those gifts. Can we give you that?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Here you go.
You want a fork or you got forks?
No, I got forks.
Here, let me give you this. Here, you want this? An essential kit?
Yes.
Yes, you're welcome. Happy Thanksgiving. You're welcome. All right, you guys, bear with me here.
Are you guys passing out food?
Yes, come on out. Happy Thanksgiving.
Come from the window?
Yes, is there a window? Is a drive-up window? I love it.
Which window?
We've got to stay a bit away because we have our masks on. I hope you understand. Nice to meet you. Happy Thanksgiving. All right, so while he's doing that, you guys, we're still doing the Pandemic Project documentary. Would you like some essential kits? Some water?
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving. Some socks? Yeah. All right, you guys, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanksgiving.
All right, here you go.
Thank you, sir. You want four? You got four.
God bless you. All right, so we're still walking around doing Pandemic documentary interviews, okay? So we are doing 20 cities. And we've got a couple more left. And if you guys have a pandemic story, a COVID story, please email me at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. And we would love to get to have you on. Obviously, this is still a problem. I want you guys to see this is all around Oliveira. All right. So start that business up. Keep going. Keep pushing because you might be able to have enough friends to help people. That might be the next step. I know that I'm not going to stop doing this. This is my first time. And I know we're going to continue to do this. Jeff is going to find someone that can get that, and then we're going to go back, right? Okay, cool. So, yeah, I think that's pretty much my show today. I know it's a little short. Well, we've got a few more minutes. We can still go. let's see what else I want to cover. I also want to let you guys know we have a few events coming up. We have a Christmas in Pajamas wine tasting event on December 20th with a couple of our brand sponsors. That's going to be a really great time. We also have a wine and art event at Casa LA benefiting Port Appointed Q. That's coming up in February. I'm also launching a campaign with Save Our Jewels by Rain. And that's coming up December 1st. We're going to start that. So very busy time with a lot of good things happening. And there's the chef down there. So let's see if we can get them. Shout out to Lady Ray J, by the way, in St. Louis, Missouri. I want to give a shout out to her. And all right, Chef Mitch, I'm going to head back over, okay? All right, he's doing his own thing. All right. So let's see. We just got back. I have a team still in D.C. for the pandemic project. I just got back last night. And we are coming up. We've got St. Louis, Missouri. And Phoenix, Arizona. And we're doing San Diego. And we're going to come back in LA and shoot some footage as well. So that's not over. We're still doing that. So again, if you've had COVID, if you're an essential worker, if you know somebody, if you are, you know, it's just you have something to share, we want to cover the whole thing from one end to the next. So If you think your story is not great, it doesn't have to be. It could just be your story, and we want to hear about it. So feel free to email me, okay? CapAquariusMedia@gmail.com. And let's go over here and talk to Janelle. I'm going to put her on the spot a little bit. Janelle, we're going to come talk to you. All right, we're on the radio here still. And Janelle, can we talk to you a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, we're here. Here we are.
All right.
Come, you stay there because you got to control all this. I'll just hold it up here.
Okay.
All right, you guys remember Janelle. She was on. I know we have all this stuff on. You were on when we were still in the studio.
Yeah. Twice.
Twice.
Yep.
And so Janelle, look at, she just got her, she's getting her swag for her brand. It's Level Up Change, which I think is a great title for 2021.
Right.
I mean, who knew you were one of the second to the last ones in the studio, right?
I don't know. Last one, I think, was like December. No, I don't know.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
It's been a while. Okay. So Janelle is really inspirational because she grows her brand. Like every time I call her, she's like, listen, this is what I just learned. She is not afraid of learning and asking questions. Like, how does that work? How do you do that? And I think that that's really important when you're a startup business. Can you just give some tips to people about how you're helping growing your brand right now and what you've learned since, like, the last time you were on with us?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, so I feel like Level Up Change is kind of all part of it. So the whole premise is, like, every day, every hour, some type of change happens, whether you move forward or backwards. And it's all about your, again, going back to mindset, everybody talks about mindset.
Yeah.
So how are you going to, if you took a step back, how are you going to take that opportunity to make your next move better? And so this learning for myself, finding out things, continuing learning, you know, partnering with people who are where you want to be and learning from them. Sorry, my glasses are fogging up.
So I mean,
I can't even see what
girl, I know. I know. It's an interesting look we've got this year.
It is an interesting look. I mean, and just some things I've learned is that just never take yourself to, you know, be humble.
Be humble. Yeah. But I like what you say about surround yourself with people because they're still trying to grow.
Yeah.
And even if you've made it, you're surrounding yourself with the like-minded people that have made it.
Yeah.
So
be humble, give back, don't be judgmental. Everybody's at a different area, different level. And ultimately, what I've experienced is, even some of the high masterminds that I'm in with multimillionaires, people are so willing to help each other.
Nice.
Like, oh, you need this bit of advice? Sure. And it's advice for hundreds of dollars for your business. And you just
There you go. Level Up. Now, how did you come up with the branding and what did you see in your head when you came up with the logo?
So initially, Level Up Change is LUC, luck. So it's kind of like the idea behind it is it's not necessarily about luck. It's about leveling up. And that's really what it is. You know, people think, oh, they're just lucky. They're just better off. They just have more going for them. Not necessarily sometimes. Those people are constantly, if it's in their mind thinking, they're constantly taking actions. Again, find yourself in a situation. Are you going to smoke weed, do drugs, drink beer? Like, or are you going to?
Yeah.
Open a book.
right. And you can maybe have a glass of wine and open it a book. I mean, hey, and by a shout out to the wine caterers, my brand. But yeah, we know what you mean. So where can people plug in and chat with you and maybe hire you for some help for next year if they're wanting to level up?
Yeah, definitely. So somebody's Level Up Change, it's levelupchange.com or on Instagram, Level Up Change. There's a tab to me. They can reach out on Instagram. They can go on the website. They can contact me there. This brand is going to grow and incorporate more things. Yes. Right now, it's focusing on a financial foundation and leveling up people's credit.
Beautiful.
So focusing on credit and financial foundation and the base of what businesses need to build from just easily in a low-cost way to be productive.
Beautiful. Thank you, Janelle, for being here. I think you guys are going to go take some stuff over. I think the tent's on this side.
Yes.
You guys are going to hit some tents up. I'm going to finish up over here, and then I'm going to join you. One more time, Chef Mitch, give everybody your handle and where they can find you.
Gourmet All Day on Instagram. GourmetAllDay. Gourmet All Day. And you can see it right here. Gourmet All Day.
Woo-hoo!
And then on the back side, that's my number.
Yeah. And he's got this delicious food that he's made. We're going to take some photos and then post them on Instagram so you guys can see exactly what he cooked. And you can you two can cook it. He likes to put a lot of Southern flavors as well. Fresh as
chicken parmigiana.
Yeah. He's got all kinds of good stuff. All right, you guys. Lady Ray J, we're going to finish up a little early here because it's a lot of variables I'm trying to control live. All right. So just a heads up there. And I want to just give a shout out again to all the sponsors. The King's Table, Rain by Save Our Jewels, Michael Solberg Family Wine, Level Up Change, Chef Mitch. And if I'm missing anyone, I sure hope I'm not. Albertsons and Laguna Niguel, thank you so much. And as always, and, you know, I ask you every week, what will you start up today? All right, you guys be good to each other and connect with me, and we'll see you soon.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.